see that. Were you happy with the way your defense played at times?
I thought New Orleans played extremely good offense.
Tracy was 3-9, and you ran a three-straight play, you know, curl on the screen. Was that just because it was a good play for that moment, or were you trying to get involved and get a shot on it?
I'm not really sure if I remember exactly the thought process.
That's another time remembering it well?
No, I'm not saying... No, I'm saying I don't remember exactly my thought process to those. I mean, it's stuff we run all the time, so I'm not sure there was anything other than... I think at the start, maybe, yeah, I was out of the game. Yeah, so...
Was it secondly here about 13 games where he was shooting, struggling with the shot a little bit, and it never did come around? Does that come around as much? Is that a step towards this kind of game compared to a few weeks ago?
You know, again, I'm not quite sure when a guy plays well what it means other than it. He played well and it helped us win. I don't know if that bodes really anything. I just think you have to, you know, wait and see and watch. I know he wants to win, and he's going to, you know, try very hard to get our group to play well enough to win.
When you're playing against a center who has a good shooting range, which a quarter has a better shooting range, is that going to be out primary? Do you want him going out and trying to get the guy in the perimeter, or do you plan to make that a little bit?
And leave him open like tonight? Yeah. That's a winning strategy, you know. Yaz's capable of much more than he thinks he is. Defensively.
Did you consider doubling Paul at all with the ball at times, or just figuring he'd be good enough to dribble out, or just he played exceptionally well and just if you're at him so good?
Well, I think it depends on the pick and roll that you're talking about. We wouldn't double him with Wes because
he's done some in the past. Double
the
guy when he takes it over half court.
Yeah, he probably should. I probably should have done something like that.
Can you just talk about Paul's play in general? I mean, he has an uncanny ability to just know where he is on the court. Seems like.
Yeah, he's a tremendous pick and roll player, and great vision. You know, he picked us apart.
Now talk about the game,
Rivers. Well, he offensively played well. I thought, you know, basically both teams, you know, it depends on your perspective. Both teams either played very good on offense or also on defense, however you want to look at it. And that goes for individual players in the game, too. Most guys played well on offense and probably not so well defensively.
It seemed like they were getting open shots, and they weren't. I mean, they were out 18 footers. They were two pointers, which is better than getting them a, you know, bunny. But they were.
And they had a few of those though too. I mean, there's nothing you can say about. You know, we can try to sit here and like. You know, you can't make that out to be a good defensive game, you know, no matter what you do. I give them a lot of credit. David West has been hard for us to guard the whole year. So has Chris Paul. You know, Devin Brown had 17 in the first half off pick and roll things. So, you know, look, we're going to have to do better than that. You gotta give New Orleans credit, and we would have to really, you know, be harsh on ourselves to say, hey, that's obviously not good enough to win.
Do you consider this good dress rehearsal, though, for Utah with Paul and then Nash, and then you get Darren Williams on Wednesday, because you'll be playing the same, basically, pick and roll all over the place?
Well, I mean, pretty much everybody tries to attack us very similarly, and depending on the greatness of the point guard, and as you mentioned, Paul's great, and Nash obviously is great, and Jaren Williams is great. You know, and you put shooters and guys who can go off the dribble. It makes it a little bit, it makes it obviously a difficult challenge.
Is it too critical about Yao and Luke to be down today?
But he had one in the second half too. You know, that was good.